What if the most revolutionary relationship dynamic wasn't about equality, but intentional power exchange? Femdom for Nice Girls reveals a world where women's desires take center stage, not as a service to men, but as the organizing principle of the relationship. This isn't about leather and whips, unless you want it to be. It's about understanding that when a man reveals submissive desires, he's offering you something profound, the opportunity to create a relationship where your needs, comfort, and pleasure become the priority. This underground bestseller has transformed countless relationships by showing that female dominance isn't about performing for male fantasies. It's about women embracing their natural authority and men finding fulfillment through genuine service. When a partner reveals submissive desires, he's sharing something he's likely contemplated for years. This isn't weakness. Many successful, powerful men crave surrendering control in intimate settings as balance to their demanding lives. Their submission reflects a desire to serve someone they love and trust. Unlike typical fantasies, true submission isn't about you performing services. Instead, he wants to prioritize your needs, serving you in ways that genuinely benefit your life through practical assistance and emotional support. The principle is straightforward: your satisfaction precedes his. Be cautious of men who present elaborate scripts or try to top from the bottom. Genuine submission means he'll never demand specific acts, but desires them only when you're comfortable. Many newcomers find this dynamic centers more on day-to-day power exchange than explicit sexual activities. Despite popular imagery, you needn't adopt the leather-clad dominatrix stereotype unless it appeals to you. The essence lies in understanding your own desires and allowing the dynamic to unfold naturally according to your wishes. In female-led relationships, boons are special sessions where you explicitly accept his submission through orchestrated activities. These occur in mistress space, a psychological realm where your complete authority is acknowledged. Boons should remain rare prizes that your submissive earns, not expects, yet remembers intensely. Desired activities typically fall into categories: physical punishment, controlled pain, erotic servitude, sacrificing his pleasure for yours, degradation of status, demonstrating his position as your property, and verbal humiliation, requiring explicit consent. These often overlap. A spanking can be framed as sacrifice. Using his collar to direct him toward pleasuring you combines servitude with degradation. Boons derive power from their rarity and intentionality, not just content. Each should be thoughtfully planned within established boundaries while maintaining the essential power dynamic. Consider documenting sessions and his responses to understand what resonates most with your submissive, ensuring future encounters evolve while remaining safe and consensual. While boons focus on erotic dominance, quests and tasks center on service-oriented submission that creates deeper psychological connection. Your submissive finds fulfillment in believing you truly need and appreciate his efforts. The key is communicating that something meaningful is at stake, not just saving time, but satisfying a desire you genuinely value. When assigning tasks, establish clear signals that distinguish dominant commands from everyday requests. Consistent phrases like, "I have a special task for you," create excitement while remaining innocuous in public. For variety, use authoritative language. Claim ownership. "My car needs washing." Focus on your needs. "I need this report completed." Or hint at consequences. "I trust you won't disappoint me." After completion, acknowledge his service with detailed satisfaction. This verbal confirmation provides the emotional payoff he craves. Specific praise reinforces your dominant position while rewarding his submission. For complex tasks where he lacks proficiency, implement structured training to develop necessary skills. This slave training satisfies his submissive desires, especially when combined with patient guidance and playful punishment for learning mistakes. Punishment functions as both discipline and pleasure in dominant-submissive dynamics. For submissives, it can provide release from responsibility, satisfy masochistic desires, or make them feel valued through correction. Often, anticipation proves as powerful as the punishment itself. Safe words establish a framework where resistance becomes part of play without causing genuine distress. Even without explicit safe words, attentive dominants recognize their partner's limits. Punishments should have clear explanations, perhaps for failing tasks or showing disrespect. Importantly, erotic punishment should never address real-world failures, which require adult communication instead of power exchange. For beginners, hand spanking offers intimacy and immediate feedback. The over-the-knee position creates a nurturing yet hierarchical dynamic. Household items like wooden spatulas work well before specialized toys. Soft floggers provide psychological impact with minimal pain, while paddles deliver deeper sensations. Reserve canes and crops until you've developed confidence with gentler implements. Consider non-corporal punishments, stress positions, nipple clamps, temperature play, or blindfolds to heighten vulnerability. Always choose punishments appropriate to your submissive's physical condition. Remember that dominance play leaves both partners vulnerable. Take time to gradually return to normal, providing appropriate aftercare and reassurance. Rituals in dominance are repeated sequences with symbolic significance that bind you together. Like religious ceremonies, they confirm shared values and reduce anxiety through familiar patterns. The most meaningful rituals emerge organically from your interactions, gaining erotic power through repetition. Whether service-oriented, morning drinks, or discipline-focused, punishment candles, rituals should remain simple and consistent. Look for symbolic acts that resonated in previous interactions. Remember that rituals can serve you directly too. Morning cuddles or evening massages can become powerful shared practices. Degradation, reducing someone from a higher to lower rank, is inherent in dominance play and fulfills his desires. By stripping away his usual standing through submission rituals, removing clothing privileges, collaring, you're satisfying his needs. This differs from humiliation, which attacks self-worth through belittling and requires extreme caution. Every time you give a boon, you're already role-playing as mistress and submissive. For deeper fantasies, consider scenarios like the pirate queen interrogating a hostage or a stern headmistress disciplining a student. If bedroom roleplay feels intimidating, online play offers a less stressful alternative where written expression might come more easily. Controlling when and how your male submissive experiences sexual release represents perhaps the most complete surrender he can offer. This control symbolizes ownership while practical benefits, heightened desire to please you, alignment of his vanilla and submissive needs, and additional motivation tools. Honor-based chastity requires only his disciplined restraint from self-pleasure. Device-based chastity involves locking his penis in a device with you holding the key, transforming his submission from voluntary to compelled, creating a more powerful dynamic. For effective orgasm control, you must actively and enthusiastically own his sexuality, enjoying your power over him. While perfect orgasm on command may be aspirational, you can train him to delay climax until ordered by understanding his responses and knowing his triggers. Female dominance becomes sustainable through fundamental principles. Your comfort always comes first. Male submission is a desire, while female dominance is a gift. Each act of attention is a privilege, not an entitlement, and both partners must communicate honestly about needs and limits. When thoughtfully applied, these principles create fulfilling relationships. She exercises authentic control centered on her desires, while he experiences the profound satisfaction of serving someone he loves and respects.